woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
All right, 17 degrees. It is the day after the long weekend. Always a little, can we be honest, depressing?
Yeah, especially when you look at the forecast and you're like, oh, it's going to be really nice for the next 4 days. That's great
it's
news for
beautiful.
Everybody.
Love when the long weekend just decides to rain the whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's great.
That's the best part.
Now, it is going to be fun today. There's lots happening. 5K Friday, which TJ hasn't even been here for.
No.
You're new to this.
I feel like it's my first day all over again.
Well, it's kind of, we like to keep things simple here.
Yeah.
So it's keyword 8 and 10 this morning, but it's 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6 all day today. Then you have 5 minutes to text it in. Now, TJ, if you were to text it in and I was to call you back,
yeah,
you would have to pick up the phone.
Okay.
If you don't pick up the phone, we move on to somebody else.
And you get arrested.
No, you don't get arrested. No, okay. You just get you don't get your Google Smart Home Mini and you don't get entered into the $5,000 draw for Friday. But okay. You do not get arrested. You're okay.
Okay, thank God, because there's some other stuff pending. It would suck to have to deal with that too.
So it's like when you go to the driving thing and they're like, you have to renew your license or whatever, and they're like, oh, you've got about 14 unpaid tickets. You're like, really?
Yeah. That little? Great.
So checking in everybody that's here. Jax is on vacation. TJ, what's up with you?
I'm sad this morning. Kyle Lowry is leaving the Toronto Raptors.
No.
Part of our championship run, arguably the greatest Toronto Raptor in the history of the team. It sounds like he's going to the Miami Heat. We love Kyle. Good for you. Get your money.
Yeah, and get your sunshine, honestly.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to go to Miami? Producer Michaela, what's going on?
You guys, Lizzo has new music next week.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's her first single in 2 years, and it'll be called Rumors.
Oh.
I know.
Lucky
I know
us.
Everything.
Actually, it will be, honestly, it will be nice to hear some new music from her, because we've been playing her same songs for a long time.
Yeah.
And we need some new Lizzo, I think.
Yeah.
And
she's just kind of, it's time.
It is time.
It's time to hear new Lizzo.
With certain people, it's like with Ed Sheeran, you're like, I'm not sure it's time yet.
Yeah.
But he's here anyway. With Lizzo, I'm like, man, you've been making us wait. So have you heard anything? Have you seen any teases?
I have not. I've seen a photo of her cover of it, and it looks amazing.
Okay, so we get the photo. Yeah. I bet you this week we get some sort of Instagram tease.
That'd be nice.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
You know, if we know now, like, they gotta give us something, right? Breadcrumb?
Mm-hmm.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Harry Styles.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So this is weird. We got into step three as a province, and then we didn't realize, like, there's a beyond step three. Oh, you got the wrong. I got the wrong mic
there
up for
go.
You. Yeah, there is beyond step three, and I didn't really think about it either because it doesn't feel completely normal, but it also doesn't feel abnormal, right? It's like we can do stuff.
Once they said the Jays could come back, I kind of just like when a blackjack dealer leaves the table, you just like wipe your hands. You're like, all right, cool. Right.
Well, apparently there's more to go, but essentially. Step three, just because we leave step three doesn't mean we would be in step four because that doesn't exist.
Wait, what?
So the province confirmed that the vast majority of public health measures will be dropped as soon as step three is over. Doesn't put us in step four, but it's the permanent for the foreseeable future exit step.
Just call it step four.
I know. perhaps they said surprisingly for this, basically you're talking about distance limits and things like that being changed.
Okay.
You know, you will have some social distancing, etc. But it wouldn't be, you know, like some retail is like 50% capacity. That would be dropped. Restaurants, you would still have some spacing, but it would be less. You know, you could have more people in the actual physical restaurant.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, they've dropped the mask mandate. You can wear it anywhere.
Yeah, when I was in BC over the break, there are some places that still have the sign up that say recommended.
Yeah, or we wish that you would,
yeah,
or whatever.
Which is fine. And I even got in an Uber when I was there, and the Uber driver was asking me, he's like, why are you not a vax? And I was like, no, I'm double vax. He's like, then why are you wearing a mask? And
I was, was like angry at you?
Yeah. And then I got really defensive and I didn't have a good enough answer.
So basically, they said we have to hit vaccine targets of 80% of eligible residents with the double vax. 80% of people with at least one dose over 12, 75% with two doses, no region can have fewer than 70% of its eligible residents fully vaxxed. So if Toronto's 90%,
yeah,
and let's say, I don't know, Durham, for argument's sake, is at 60%. Nobody can move forward.
I got you.
So it's, you know, you're basically working at that. And I think we're at about 69%, 70% with two doses. Right. So we're not quite there yet. It's not going to happen today. A lot of people are like, well, is it today? Not today, but fairly soon. We're going to be looking at a scenario probably in the fall where we will be dropping the mask mandate eventually, which is going to be weird.
Very strange. It's very jarring when you do walk around and you see people without masks in stores.
Yeah. I was at a soccer game. I was at York United at York University and for the Canadian Premier League on Friday night. And there was, you know, 10,000 people there. And it's outside and people didn't have, some people had their masks on. A lot of people had their masks on. A lot of people didn't. And I was walking around. And I'm like, I don't have my mask on. I'm eating food. I'm drinking, like having a beer. And like, you can do that now. It's kind of, it is, you feel like a little like an alien.
A little bit. It all feels so new. Like a couple weeks ago, I flew.
Oh.
And like being on the airplane and being annoyed. I was sitting in one of the middle seats because I didn't splurge and pre-book my seat. And sitting in the middle seat, and the guy next to me took the armrest, and I got mad because I'm like, it's common knowledge that the person in the middle gets both armrests. And
then it's not.
And then I was overwashed with joy because I'm like, I'm annoyed about airplanes again.
Yes.
Life is normal.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
FODA is the new FOMO. Now, FOMO is short for fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have that where, you know, it's like you're at home, you're relaxing, and it's like 10 o'clock on a Friday, and your friends are like, hey, we're out. And you're like, I'm going to go out because I might miss something fun.
Yeah. And then you go out, you're like, oh, I really wish I was at home.
Yeah.
And you have FOMO about having FOMO.
100%. Now, the new dating trend for singles with this one is like I said, it's FODA. It is fear of dating again.
So I'm really glad you clarified, because FODA sounds like a type of cheese.
It does.
And at first I was like, oh, people are afraid of cheese.
No, fear of dating again after the pandemic. There's a lot of things that go into this, but what they basically say is like a generalized anxiety. It's, you know, well, first off, you're nervous about going on a date. And second, I mean, like, listen, does a person across from me have COVID? I don't even know. Uh-huh. And, you know, are they double vaxxed? We have to have the vaccine conversation because that's weird.
Probably.
And it's like, there's a lot of things, a lot of hurdles you got to get to before you get to like, so do you have a dog? You know?
Yeah.
And so what you might be finding, they're saying on like dating apps right now, is that there's a lot of people who are just there to kick the tires and chat.
Yeah. They're window shopping.
Yeah. But you're like, you know, after about 2-3 weeks, it's like, are we going or are we not going?
Just gonna pen pal.
Right.
Yeah.
And they say that you should know within a week and a half whether or not you're going out. If the person won't commit to that, then drop it.
You know what I would be the most nervous about dating again? Is this that I've completely lost whatever ability I had to charm or to speak.
Mm.
Like, how do you ask questions to people now? How do you talk?
I know, it is, like I said, I went to the York United game and was, you know, with 10,000 people on Friday night and was like, this is weird, you know? And like, the thing is, you feel like you're breaking the law.
It does, yeah.
But you're not, but you feel like you're doing something wrong after this long in isolation. So with FODA, they say, please take it a little bit easier on people.
Sure.
They may be, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. And
imagine the advice was the opposite. Like, take it really hard on people. Give them a really
shame
hard
them.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, no. That would just be me. Bully them into going out with you. Which is always a great way to start a relationship, I think. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Marshmallow.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just got a text from Burlington. Hey, guys, are we ever going to get Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax again? Or is it just going to be two people on rotation? Quote, sorry, bit of a joke question, but I am curious. Well, the thing is, you're right. The thing is, we had to take vacations. The summertime, right? Everybody's taking their vacations.
We need to go into sleep.
So here's what's going to happen. Jack's got 2 weeks, and then I've got 2 weeks. And then at the end of those 4 weeks, so the 2 weeks for Jack starts now.
Yeah.
Then we'll all be back together right up until Christmas.
And I just got back in 2 weeks, which is why I sound so rested and my voice
happy.
Sounds deeper.
Yeah, and you actually got on an airplane.
I got on an airplane. I didn't wear deodorant a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole new me.
Can you tell me about what it's like to be on an airplane? Because I think, like a lot of people, we're all very curious about what the experience is like now.
It's bizarre because you've completely forgot your system for doing things. Like I used to have exactly how long it would take me to, how soon before my flight I wanted to be at the airport. I showed up 3 hours before my flight to Vancouver, my domestic
flight. That's a domestic. You don't need to do that.
And I know that now, but I forgot. And then sitting on the plane, like I was saying, I was sitting in the middle seat and someone took one of the armrests. I got really upset about that. But then I got happy that I was upset about it. You're also flying with your mask on the whole time. So it's not the end of the world. Like some people have to wear masks all day, but it was like 5-6 hours wearing a mask. And then you fly to Vancouver and they don't have the mask mandate. So you can, like, the second you get off the plane, you can take it off in the airport. It's the most bizarre thing on earth.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And did you?
No, I left it on. And then you get
because I know
looks.
A lot of people, like, a buddy of mine went to Alberta last week, and he's like, yeah, you can just take the masks off here. And, like, in Alberta, it's a little extreme because, like, if you have COVID, you don't have to social isolate. Like, it's okay, that's a different thing. But it's one of those things where he's like, I went into a restaurant. And he's like, I couldn't do it. Like, I actually couldn't take off my mask. I couldn't.
It's nuts. But it's fun because it's like, oh, it feels a little bit familiar. It's like walking around your old public school.
Right.
Where, you know, like the urinals are smaller, but it still feels bigger. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. That's a great comparison, I think.
Okay. So overall, fun. And was the plane packed or was it?
Plane was full. And I was so excited that maybe I'd get my own row. And I was very mistaken. And I also flew on an airline that doesn't offer any Beverginos or anything as the flight's going on. And that was my first time doing that. So it just felt.
Wait a second. Was it because it's a cheap airline or because they can't because of the mask mandate?
No,
because
I cheaped out.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 5-6 hours without anything to drink.
I could have pulled out my mask and I didn't get water.
Wow.
But, man, was it fun to travel.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd's been teasing new music for a while. Our first inkling of it was the Billboard Music Awards, I believe, where on stage he said, New Dawn is coming. And then ever since then, he's been putting out some weird tweets about it. And then back on July 28th, he tweeted, the countdown has begun in my head. Now we finally have a clip of new Weeknd music, and it sounds so good. Have a listen.
I also want you to imagine that this is from Instagram, so the sound is a little compressed.
No word on when it's coming. I have a theory it could probably be this week. Maybe Friday.
God, it would be great. Friday, that would be so much fun.
He's really staying in this lane of kind of 80s music, and it sounds so good.
That sounded like the Stranger Things theme song.
Totally, totally. So can't wait for that. 62% of people in relationships say they have someone else on standby just in case.
Ooh,
that's
dark.
That was a fun survey. Half of people admit that they have a backup. Say, the person that they have in mind is someone that they used to... Sorry, I read that poorly. The person that they have in mind on backup is someone that they used to date. So basically, their ex is their backup plan.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what a fun, sexy survey for a Tuesday morning right after a long weekend. Maybe you spent some more time with your partner and you're like, man, we had a great long weekend. Well, just know, odds are they have someone on standby.
They're fantasizing about their ex.
In case this weekend didn't go well. On a more serious note, DaBaby apologized for a second time about his LGBTQ plus comments. So on Monday, New York City's Governor's Ball and Day in Las Vegas, in obviously Las Vegas, each announced that the rapper had been dropped from their lineups. And part of his statement, he said, social media moves so fast that people want to demolish you before you even have the opportunity to grow, educate, and learn from your mistakes. As a man who has had to make his own way from very difficult circumstances, having people I know publicly working against me, knowing that what I needed was education on these topics and guidance, has been challenging. Now, his first apology last week wasn't great. He did say, anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS/HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you. Y'all business is y'all business.
So what happened was, okay, he posted a video last week and thought that this was going to blow over. Yeah. It didn't. He started to get dropped from a bunch of festivals. He's losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like each one of those festivals, his fee could be $500,000-$600,000.
Yeah.
And he'd lose that. And so it's not just him losing out. It's his entire team that are losing out. Summer is an enormous season for festivals. And you think about, you know, beyond all of that. Yes, you know, social media moves quickly to demolish. But nobody forced him to get up on stage and say, hey,
if you have HIV and AIDS, you're gross, which is basically what he said last weekend.
Yep.
And so the apology that you did, everybody online was like, DaBaby didn't even write that. He had a PR firm step in and do some emergency work. Now, I hope he learns and grows from this.
Of course.
Obviously, you don't want somebody to be like, oh, he can't work, and that would be ridiculous. But this guy has got to, you know, you got to get a grip on the fact that you can't. Not only can you not say those things, believing those things is just as is worse, actually.
We say this whenever there's an instance similar to somebody misstepping, to put it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see receipts.
Yes.
It's time for you to put in the work. And okay, fine. If you want to learn and grow, then learn and grow. But yeah, you got to do it.
Right. And the fact that the idea that you might have learned and grown in a week.
Yeah.
Like,
hard to believe.
I'm holding my breath. I hope, because the thing is, from all accounts, good person, maybe just misinformed and ignorant. You want to give people a second chance, and I think the world will, but at this point, you got to have a sincere apology to move forward. Now we have one.
Agreed.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, let's put you in stressed out you zone for a second. And okay, I know that's the worst thing to do on the way to work, but let me just throw this at you, okay? So you've had a long day. It's been stressful.
Yeah.
And you've got 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes is yours.
Okay.
But you only have two choices.
Here's what I do. Sneaking into the pillows, one of them?
If I got 20 minutes, I'm sneaking into the bathroom, because the bathroom is the one place people will actually leave you alone.
It's true.
And if you're going to do that, with that 20 minutes, and you sneak into the bathroom, they actually leave you alone. You can lock the door behind you. My question to you is, are you choosing a bath or a shower? I'm gonna ask TJ his. I'll give you mine. Okay. Producer Mikhail, I'm going to ask yours. And then I will give you the stats on what won out.
I feel like I'm in the minority, but I would pick a shower over a bath. But here's what I do.
Okay.
Because I know everyone's dying to know my shower habits.
I'm sure. Yes, we are.
I like to sit down in the shower, and it's like sitting in hot rain. And it's my favorite thing on earth. And you bring a shower beverage in with you, and you just enjoy your time. And I know that that's not the best way to conserve water, but when you've had a stressful day, I feel like the planet can give you 20 minutes.
Give me a minute.
Give me a minute.
Producer Mikhail.
I am also team shower.
You're team shower.
For pretty much the same reasons TJ said.
Wow.
Hot rain.
Now, I do want to say, if Jax were here, she is a bath person. And we have Jax on group phone calls, like literally like
meetings.
Important in the meetings. Bath. Now, these are not Zoom meetings. These are like conference call meetings, but you can hear like the water splash in the back where we're like, Jax.
Is that a rubber duck?
I will also say bath. And here's the thing. Normally I take a shower because I don't have the time. Who's got the time?
Yeah.
But if you got the time for a bath and you can just sit there and hang out and put here's what I love doing with the bath. Just leaning your head against the back and just letting the water take you. It is the greatest thing ever. Now,
it's dirty water stew.
Surprisingly, you would have thought most people said bath, right? 32% did. 41% said they prefer showers.
My people.
Now, 7%, and I don't know who are these 7%, neither are relaxing.
What? So there are people out there that get stressed out in the bath.
Yeah,
they're like, I
hate
this.
I can't stand getting
clean. It
smells
like lavender. I hate it.
So here's the question for you. You know, you're listening to this show. We need to do a Toronto survey on this, because this seemed a bit odd to me that baths would lose. Are you team bath or are you team shower? Remember, in this scenario, you got 20 minutes. 20 minutes to yourself. Are you taking the bath or are you taking the shower? What's going to leave you feeling better at the end of it? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. What makes this scientific is that we only take the first 5 calls and texts. That is it. So make sure you're one of them. Let us know what you take. It's Virgin Radio, and we are coming to an absolute conclusion on this.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Extremely important. You get 20 minutes by yourself. Are you choosing bath or are you choosing shower? Believe it or not, internet poll recently said most people would take shower over bath, which I thought was really surprising.
I always thought it was a unique part of my personality that I preferred showering over having a bath. Kind of like my hot take that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. I was like, oh, this is what I can base my whole personality around.
Definitely you. And you were unique to that. You know, the funny thing was with TJ is he likes to sit in the shower, which I always think it's like, I'm sitting in a sad music video.
Yeah. I put on music from my childhood. Like, oh, let's listen to some Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, God.
Sit in the shower. Make damn sure.
I wonder if there's anybody who will admit to listening to Taking Back Sunday who listens to this radio station.
Besides me, probably.
All right, now. What are the texts saying? We got five. Let's go.
From the 905, I agree with what TJ and producer Michaela said, except I also like to plug the tub, so it's like a hybrid bath shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you get like your ankle deep in water.
Yeah. You feel less bad about the waist.
Okay. All right.
From the 647, 100% going to escape the evils of the world with a hot bath.
That's how Jax kind of did it, right?
Yeah, that's how she describes it as well.
If she needs a relaxing day, she does what we call a sub and a rub. So she goes to Subway, she gets her favorite sub. We'd have to have her here because I always forget what's on her favorite sub. And then she goes for a massage.
Yeah.
And then she goes home and has a bath.
Yeah. And her baths, by the way, are not 20 minutes. They're over an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has to refill the water.
Yeah.
Another text from the 647. I would have a nice hot bath. Team bath all the way. Another one from the 289. Showers all the way. Nothing relaxing about bathing in your own filth. That from Jessica. So it's tied up. This is the deciding vote.
Okay, here we go.
647. Shower. Easy decision. Because after a bath, I need to spend a couple minutes waiting for the water to drain, clean off the soap suds and the bubbles. With a shower, it could be a smoother transition from my shower to whatever's next for my day.
Okay, well, that's a person who's extremely clean. I never actually wash the suds off the side of the bath. Like,
that's just because you're disgusting.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Billie Eilish has the biggest vocabulary of all modern pop stars, according to a new study from Word Tips, which is not an organization I'm very familiar with, but I'll trust it anyway. Here, the biggest vocabulary equates to word variety. So they compiled data of 100 stars. They grabbed them from Spotify's most listened to artists and added up the number of unique words they use per 1,000. So among the stars, with unique words used per 1,000, Billie Eilish had 169. She's followed by Harry Styles at 159, Lizzo at 153, Shakira at 151, Lorde at 149, and Janelle Monáe at 149 as well.
Man, what an interesting project to undertake.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? Catalog all these words. Count it up. Kyle Lowry is leaving the Toronto Raptors, which is a very, very sad day for the city. Looks like he's going to be signing with the Miami Heat. This according to a report. Lowry's 35, spent 9 seasons with the Raptors, and is second in all times games played by a Raptors player. Also, the franchise leader in a whole bunch of categories, and of course, was a massive part in us winning a championship. So, shout out to Kyle Lowry. Thank you for everything, and good luck.
As soon as he retires, they got to put a statue outside of Scotiabank.
Greatest Raptor of all time?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Love him. Just a heads up, the Don Valley Parkway is going to be shut down this upcoming weekend for annual maintenance, which is always super fun. It's happening August 6th at 11 p.m., which is Friday, until August 9th at 5 a.m. So if you're going to be getting out of the city, don't take the DVP because you can't. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just want to let you know, just over an hour from now, we've got another keyword for you. And that means this, $5,000. Friday. We call it 5K Friday because it kind of rhymes. Also, Google Smart Home Mini, you win one of those instantly. That's an hour away from now. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jack.
Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart doing the equestrian. Not physically doing it, but they actually, you know, are breaking down the Olympic event of equestrian.
And equestrian, I definitely know what it is, but like, and for those who don't.
That would be the one where you get dressed up and you have, you know, like basically a suit on and high
boots,
and then you have the black hat. And you make the horse kind of do crazy synchronized things and, like, you know, move to the side and then do a little jumping.
The horse kind of dances.
Yes, right. 100%. So I want you to listen to their reaction to this, and then we need to break their reaction to breaking down equestrian.
Okay. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
They call this equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? Oh, that's sad. That's gangsters of mother. Hey! Oh, look at this, girl.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this motherfucker in the video. Girl.
Oh,
oh, my God.
Snoop said I got to put the horse in the video.
This horse is off the chain. I need that.
Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
So Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg, I think, occupy a very, very, like, there's a tiny percentage of celebrities that are literally just paid to show up and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg are that. It's like, please, like, anything they say is, it's usually pretty funny. And, like, all they have to do is they get paid to show up and say stuff and then have fun. Yeah. And it's just like, whatever comes to their head, yeah, you guys just go and take it. Why? I don't know what it is with certain people. They are just naturally, whatever it is, they say they're funny.
I would pay extra to have them do commentary through the entire Olympics.
Yes.
Every event.
Yes.
They're getting up at like 5 a.m. and they're not done until 10 p.m. and they're doing every event. Like, they're doing the high dive. They're doing the sprints.
Here's the thing. I don't think they want to work that hard. Like, they're multi-millionaires. Why do they care?
Here's what you do. You pay them in experiences, Adam. You
say, experiences?
Yeah, you pay them in experiences. You say, we'll take you tightrope walking.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, they want it's to a negotiation.
They do their 30 seconds and then they go home. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What are weddings really, other than a fancy dinner party with feelings? And everybody looks at me weird when I say that in public settings. And then my friends who have gone through weddings and marriages, as I have, start to say, you know what, you're right. This is literally just, we're getting together, we're having a little too much to drink, some good food to eat, and then we're going to dance.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's a lot of feeling wrapped up in it. And it should be just about the two people getting married. That should be where the feeling is. But rarely is it. Everybody else gets themselves bent out of shape. Now, TJ believes that after attending a wedding over the course of his vacation, that he deserves a medal with his girlfriend, Val, because
we won the relationship award because we were the only couple at the wedding that didn't get in the fight. We win.
Now, how many people were at this wedding? Because this is like, we can do this again. It's crazy to think.
I'll say 40?
40 people. Okay.
50? What's legal?
I think whatever's legal, we'll go with that.
Whatever's legal, that's
I think it's up to 100 top. Outside. I think you're okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was an outdoor wedding, so that would make sense. But okay. I think it was only like 40 or 50. A ton, but more than 10.
Now, tell us about what happened.
We were seated at the table with all the other couples, which is usually kind of a nightmare.
So Val wasn't in the wedding?
She was not.
Okay, she wasn't like a bridesmaid, something like that? Okay.
No, so I had support all night, which is good. But when you sit at the couple table, sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's like you're surrounded by other couples. And no stories about one person. It's always about us or we. Like, we love camping. Or, oh, man, our favorite show is blah, blah, blah. So you're dealing with a lot of that. And then throughout dinner, I noticed that some couples got a little less chatty. And they all got into an argument.
Now, are these those whisper arguments that happen at dinner tables? Or
there was a couple that stood out to me. One was a whisper argument. And there was a lot of, like, I can't believe you would do this right now. There was a lot of that.
Okay. A little too much to drink, maybe?
Yeah. And then there was one couple that made a scene, which was also awesome.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What kind of a scene?
Just like...
You got to give us... You can't just say they made a scene and then not give us a little detail.
Well, here's the thing. It was later in the evening, so my memory of it can be a little foggy.
Okay.
But I remember emotions were high. They also might have indulged... And there was tears, and I think it was something to do with, like, why didn't you dance with me more?
Okay.
I remember hearing that. Somebody lost their phone at one point. It was just exactly the type of wedding
why
shenanigans.
Why
didn't you dance with me more?
Man,
well, you know I don't like slow songs.
At one of my best friend's weddings, we showed up, and one of my buddies, already his girlfriend, was mad at him. And we're like, what did you do this morning? And now usually you can presume it's his fault. Like,
yeah,
the fact that she puts up with him is unbelievable. And I guess that previous evening, he had rolled over and not cuddled her all night. And that was what she was mad
at. How dare he?
And we're like, okay, this time, maybe it's not your fault. But the rest of the times, it's totally your fault. And you're lucky. This is just your day.
Yeah, but the one time it's not, you really have to milk that victory because you don't know when the next one's coming.
So the question I have here is, you had a wedding or you were at a wedding. Let's get greasy here for a second. What is the craziest couple fight you've seen go down? And I'm not talking about, like, craziest as in they made the biggest scene. Sometimes the biggest scenes are the little scenes. The whisper fights to the side. I can't, you know, where they're talking. And then one of them walks away and the other just throws their hands up like, I don't even know.
I made a scene at my cousin's wedding a couple years ago.
Did you have a date?
I had a date. Okay. It was an ex-girlfriend, and we didn't get along very well when we were together. And at one point in the night, I ran into somebody that I went to high school with. It was a girl.
Oh,
so
oh,
I
no.
It was just a quick. I went up to go get drinks for my ex, and I ran into this girl, Erica, that I went to high school with. So me and Erica chatted really quickly. Hey, how you been? Oh, great to see you. Oh man, 10 years, crazy. Anyway, see you later. And I go sit back down, and the mood has completely changed. And it was, you weren't going to introduce me to your little friend over there. And then,
oh no,
I think that, and I said, all I said was hi. And then she stormed off and sat in the car for the rest of the evening. And I had
by herself?
Yeah. And at that point, my patience was kind of thin, so I stayed and I had a good time.
Okay, so 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. We want to hear yours. TJ won the, he says he won the relationship award this weekend.
Just break up with your partners because I win.
But it's over. However, he didn't win the other time when his girlfriend went and sat in the car. How long was she in the car?
Honestly, like 45 minutes.
TJ, like, you didn't even go check?
Well, I would like poke my head out the door and still see her sitting there. And I was like, all right, well, she hasn't left yet. So
this is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Wedding fights. They're just a little bit more elevated than any other. And I don't know what it is about weddings, but they stress people to a point where it's almost like everybody's not eating. You know when you're hungry and your partner's hungry, mm-hmm. and you guys are kind of like irritable with each other?
Yeah.
Weddings are like that, but even if you've eaten, you still have that irritability sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So TJ and his partner Val at a wedding this past weekend, and they're the only ones that didn't fight. How about that?
Yeah, we won them a relationship.
Just watching bombs explode everywhere around you guys. And you're like, yeah, we're perfectly good.
I'm like, this mug cake is delicious.
Yeah, yes. So we wanted to ask you about some awkward wedding fights that you may have partaken in or may have witnessed. What are the texts saying, Teach?
From the 416, I was at a wedding 2 weekends ago where two of the bridesmaids got into a full-blown argument, like literally had to almost be pulled apart from each other because one of the bridesmaids accused the other bridesmaid of making the pictures about her earlier in the day. I guess like during the photo shoot, one was trying to steal the spotlight.
Oh my God. I actually saw a fight at a wedding once where because somebody wore white, and it wasn't the bride that was upset, but it was the bride's sister who was the maid of honor who made a beeline and said what she thought. Don't wear white to a wedding.
I was at a wedding a few years ago, and how can I word this delicately? Somebody walked into a closet and saw a bridesmaid and a groomsman doing something they should not be doing in a coat closet, but the coat closet was like not tucked away very well, so a lot of people saw some stuff, and it wasn't the best thing to do at a wedding, and it probably could have waited like an hour.
Yeah, just give it an hour, and then nobody cares. Okay, all right.
Last one here from the 905. At my husband and I's wedding, his best man was engaged to his fiance. She had been acting weird the whole night, was being really rude, and finally, at the end of the night, she gave back her engagement ring to him in his toothbrush holder because she was staying the night at his friend's place.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm going to make this wedding about me.
We've got a phone call as well. Good morning.
Hi. I have a story for you. I went to a cousin's kid's wedding, and their bride and groom get into a fight.
Oh, no. No.
He ends up leaving, and they find him the next morning sleeping outside near a dumpster, and the bride cried all night.
Oh, no.
But they're still together. This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, no. Is this, like, normal for them at events? Like...
They always pull stuff at weddings. Before they were married, they'd always fight at weddings, but this was the ultimate, and we were not surprised that the wedding that ended up that way that night.
They must have outrageously good private time.
Yeah,
you know,
no kidding. I remember I was watching so Natalie, my new girlfriend, has got me into like all these reality shows, and one was called, I think, Below Deck Mediterranean.
Ooh.
And so this couple is on their, like, they're going to get married on the boat, and the night before, they throw a raging party, and naturally, there's drinking, and naturally, they're dysfunctional, because it wouldn't be a reality show without that, and they get into one of those fights that, like, he's like, I'm not even going to show up, I'm not even going to come tomorrow, and she's like, you can't not show up, we're on the same boat, and like, I was like, oh my God, this is just delicious.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
DaBaby has apologized for the second time about his LGBTQ plus comments. So yesterday, New York City's Governor's Ball and Dan Vegas, which is in Las Vegas, each announced that the rapper had been dropped from their lineups. He said, "Social media moves so fast that people want to demolish you before you even have an opportunity to grow, educate, and learn from your mistakes. As a man who has had to make his own way from very difficult circumstances, having people I know publicly working against me, knowing that what I needed was education on these topics and guidance, has been challenging." That apology is a lot better than the one last week, where he basically just said, "I'm sorry you're upset," in a nutshell. So let's just hope that there's some better stuff.
It's a real apology that clearly he didn't write, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Now let's see some receipts. Let's move forward here.
Yep. I totally agree. Hey, we got some new music coming from The Weeknd. We've been talking about this for a while. At the Billboard Music Awards was really the first time he talked about how a new dawn is coming. That's what he said on stage. And everyone was like, ooh. And he hasn't really been hiding the fact, and like really cryptically hiding that new music is coming. And we finally have a clip of it that he posted on Instagram. Have a listen to this. He put up like almost a 2 minute long video of that. That was the big part of it. And then there was a big lead in before that was just instrumental. So it sounds like it's going to be this really big epic song that's coming. My best guess is it's coming out on Friday.
Okay.
Because that's normally when they release new music. Once you put out the teaser for it, it's not far behind that. So let's hope for new music from The Weeknd this weekend. 62% of people in relationships say they have someone else on standby just in case. Half of the people who admit that say that the backup person is their ex. So just keep that in mind. Maybe you had a wonderful weekend with your partner. You guys did a lot. Maybe you went to the movies for the first time in a while. Statistically, there's a good chance they have someone on backup just in case.
Wow.
Yeah, so love
Great.
Is fun, isn't it? Isn't being in a relationship just the best all the time? Never any down moments?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's what's trending. I'm teaching.
I don't think they wrote it like that in the notebook. here's Dua Lipa and not DaBaby. Interesting. Levitating. Virgin Mornings, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A lot of people coming out of the pandemic with a goal. Like your post-pandemic, I am going to do this. And a lot of times that happens after your first, like, little bit of time off where you actually got to, you know, you get to catch your breath. So if you haven't had some time off since, you know, lockdowns ended and that sort of thing, maybe you're not here yet. I had a week off, but it was sort of busy.
Yeah.
TJ just came back from 2 weeks off.
I feel so rested.
And you got a new goal in mind, and I hate to say it, but for the fall and winter.
Yeah, I don't.
So what did you do?
I signed up for a personal trainer.
Because,
so here's the thing. I didn't realize how much it was until after they sent the email and I was already told them I was going to show up.
Oh, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap.
So what you want to do is
do
learn.
It five times and then I'm doing it myself. But Val and I booked a trip in December because the prices for stuff has dropped like dramatically. Dramatically, which
for
is
sure.
Way better than drastically or dramatically. And I have set this really stupid goal that I want to take a picture with my girlfriend with my shirt off and not have a beer gut. So I have decided I'm going to start working out, but I want to go full on annoying gym bro.
Okay.
Like I want to grunt when I pick stuff up, like even around the office. I want to carry those gigantic like 9-liter water bottles that say things like, "You can do it, 9 a.m., almost there, noon," like those ones. And I also want to wear shirts that say kind of offensive things to people in gyms. Example, my warm-up is your workout.
Oh.
And stuff like that.
If you want to be really offensive to people and have people hate you, the
yeah.
people that wear their gym shirts to the gym and have their gym stats, like their bench and their, you know, their,
those?
Oh yeah, their quarter mile, like everything. Yeah, yeah. So what people will do is they'll like go to like CrossFit events or something like that. And then you know, you have a t-shirt and then you like write it in grease pencil.
I'm going to do that. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely. So. Ooh, I could get an Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then always be checking my stats and then smacking my wrist.
So first off, my question to you is, does TJ sound like the kind of guy who's going to follow through with this?
one of two things will happen. I am either going to get obsessive and become a gym rat, or I'm going to talk about in like a week and a half how I haven't gone back.
You're exhausted.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask you, and this is kind of the more pertinent question, is so, you know, we were talking earlier this morning, step three will probably end pretty soon here. Yeah. Not quite yet, but that means dropping the masks. We can, you know, I was working out at F45 with Jax last Monday. What's your goal for the fall? Like now that the wait is over, like the whole word that everybody was using throughout the pandemic, we're languishing. We can't do anything. Yeah. We want to move forward with something. What's your thing? Because we want to be inspired by you. So hit us up, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. It's almost like a New Year's resolution, but it's a post-pandemic resolution, and I think that means it carries more weight.
Yeah, and if you don't follow through it, even more people are going to be disappointed in you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I wanted to ask you, coming out of the pandemic, and maybe it's a little bit too early to be asking this question, wanted to ask the question, what is the thing that you want to get done this fall? Like, as in, and I know it's we're talking fall, whatever, back half of the year. You have a goal that you're like, you know what? I've been waiting all pandemic to do this. We couldn't do this because we were in lockdown. What's the thing you got to do? Give us a shout, 416-872-9999.
My goal is to do a Yuck Yucks amateur night and see if I can make some people laugh.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I've done stand-up once. There was 11 people in the room. It was the quietest room I've ever been in, honestly.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to tell you something. I was on vacation that particular week, but Jax texted me afterwards because she was there and she said TJ killed it and he's never done it ever again.
No.
Because it was pre-pandemic, right? And now he's saying he'll never do it again, which I think is wrong.
I chased the feeling. I got nothing left to prove.
But I got to ask, so you want to do Yuck Yucks? Like, I don't know if the clubs are even open yet to do that.
You know what? Probably not, but at least I'm going to research I probably have to do a video maybe and send it. I don't know.
How does it work? So, TJ, what do you do?
I have no idea. All I know is that I probably heard it from almost every single person I've ever met in my entire life that I should do stand up. And I'm honestly, my brand of, I'm crazy. I'm
all right.
Funny. Wow, it's insane.
You tell us where and when, and we're going to try to be there, okay?
Oh, my God. I totally will.
And TJ, we got some text messages as well?
We did. From the 416, I'm trying to become vegan. But my goal is to do it by the end of the year.
Hmm.
I just like eating cheese so much.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just be a vegetarian or a vegan who eats cheese? You can be a vegetarian.
Is non-dairy cheese count as vegan cheese?
It does, but
it's not the best.
I was with a vegan for a very long time. And, you know, sometimes with vegan food, it's like, sometimes it's better to just eat the stuff that they've created rather than the stuff that's supposed to taste like chocolate or taste like cheese.
I got you.
It doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste good.
If vegan food is done right, it's really
spectacular.
Good.
It's so amazing.
Good. From the 647, post-pandemic plans are getting married after rescheduling 3 times.
Oh.
Gonna party like lockdown just got lifted. That's cool. Last one here from the 416. I know my goal is silly, but I want to get really good at beer pong.
Hey,
parties
all right.
are happening again, and I've been losing quite a bit. So it's my personal goal to go out, get ridiculously good at it, and shark people.
I played Flip Cup this weekend for the first time in a while.
How'd you do?
I cost my team the game.
Yeah,
I'm a little out of
never anchor in your first time back, you hero.
Pretty bad.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.